If you have your Bible tonight, turn to 1 Chronicles chapter number 22. 1 Chronicles chapter number 22. The Bible says, "Then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to hew groat stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors of the gates and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight. Also cedar trees in abundance for the Zidonians, and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, Solomon my son is young and tender, and a house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be called Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for a kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God that he hath said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. Now behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000 talents of silver and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stones have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work of the gold and the silver and the brass and iron. There is no number. Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your hearts and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord." I won't preach just a moment tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: preparing for leaving. Preparing for leaving. As we see David, he's talking here in 2 Chronicles, the Chronicles of the Kings, and David is talking about building a temple for the Lord, amen? And he begins to lay his plan out. Amen. If we're ever going to do anything in the world that we live in, we've got to have a plan. Amen. You can't build, you can't do anything without a plan. Now, I do that a lot. I'll go out there, Brother Junior, and I'll say, well, you know, I'd like to have this, and I'll just start throwing stuff together. If you ain't careful, in just a little while, things get all askew and all out of line and not lined up just right. And if you're like me and you don't have a whole lot to do with, then you just have to make do with what you got. And sometimes it don't always come out the way that you like. But the Bible teaches us here that David, he began to talk and commune with Solomon, his son. And he says that he was young, and he begins to build in him and instill in him a desire to do something for the Lord. Amen. I thank God that God put a desire in me a long time ago to do something for the Lord. Amen. He wants to use each and every one of us if we'll let him. He'll put a desire in us to do something for him. And he begins to lay out a plan in verse 6, and he called Solomon to himself, Solomon his son, and he charged him to build a house for the Lord of Israel. Amen. Verse 6. And David said, Solomon, my son, for as for me, it was in my mind to build a house under the name of the Lord, my God. So David's plan was to build a house, a temple of the Lord. It was David's plan to build this a magnificent structure, praise God, for God's glory. Now the Bible tells us that he had planned to do that, but sometimes the plans don't always work out the way that we thought. But the Bible tells us that he went over there and he bought a place to build, and he was planning on building that house under the Lord. But then when it came down to it, God told him, said, Paul, David, because you're a bloody man, you'll not let you build a house. If you go back to 1 Chronicles chapter 17, David was setting his heart to build, and he said, now it came, verse 1, that came to pass, as David set in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. Then Nathan said unto David, do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night, the word of God came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell David, my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, why have ye not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever that thou walkest, that thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made a name like the name of a great man that are in the earth. Also I have ordained a place for my people Israel, and have planted them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning. And such the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. Moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house. And it shall come to pass when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in mine house, and in my kingdom forever. And his throne shall be established forevermore. According to all these words, according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Amen. So we see that David had in his heart, he had in his mind, praise God, to build a house for the Lord. He was going to do something for the Lord. And he called Solomon to himself and he said, look, I had a mind to do this. I want to build a mighty house for God. I want to do something for my Lord. He said, but God forbid me. He wouldn't let me. He said, because you're a bloody man, because you're a man of war, I can't let you do this. And so he said, David began to make preparations for that building. Amen. He began to gather up the materials so that somebody else could come along and build something for the Lord. Praise God. That's what we're doing today, children, at the house of God. We're just gathering up materials, amen, so they can come along behind us and keep a building. Praise God for the glory of God. Amen. Hey, it's not for us, our prestige, but it's for the glory of God that we do what we do. So we see David in preparation. He begins to prepare, amen, the materials. He begins to get the materials together, preparing, amen, praise God, before his death. Amen. So David preparing before his death. The Bible says in chapter 5, and verse chapter 22 and verse 5, he says, so David prepared abundantly before his death. So we see that David, he begins to gather up everything he can for God's house. He begins to do all he can for the glory of God. Amen. He begins to make preparations. Praise God. Ain't you glad for preparation? For years, praise God, preparing, amen, to do something. To gather the materials together, amen. And David commanded to gather the strangers that were now, praise God, and he set stones and new and huge wrought stones to build the house of God. And he prepared iron in abundance and nails for the doors and the gates and for joinings of brass in abundance without weight. Cedar trees, praise God, in abundance. And cedar wood. Amen. David said, praise God, I may not be able to put her together, but praise God, I can get the stuff together, glory to God, so somebody else can come along after me and begin to build. Amen. I want to say, listen, we may not be able to do everything we'd like to do in this present world we live in, but praise God, we can gather the material for those that come along behind us that they might build, praise God, upon it. Amen. Foundation that we have. Amen. David went out and he bought a building site to build, praise God. But then Nathan come along and said, hey, listen, God told me, he said, you can't build it because you're a man of war. Amen. Bible teaches here, he began to prepare a place, he began to get the materials together. Amen. The Bible teaches that David would risk his life, praise God. He'd go out and fight against the enemy to try to make peace in that land. Praise God, he had to go out and subdue the enemy in order to have peace around about. Amen. He would take the spoil from the enemy and he'd bring it back and he'd put it into his stock. He'd bring in those materials and supplies and he'd put them into the stock. He'd say, to God be the glory. He said, everything I do, I'm doing for the glory of God. He said, is there not a cause? Amen. In Israel, praise God. He said, we need to rise up and build. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say, youngins, tonight, we need to rise up and build. Amen. We need to be getting materials together, praise God. David risked his life to going into battle. Amen. He had a reputation as a mighty soldier. He had a reputation as a fighting man and a mighty general. Amen. That was his reputation. When he come before Saul, he said, Saul has killed his thousands, and David his 10,000s, praise God. Hey, David had went out to fight for God Almighty, and God had given him victory. I want to say, praise God, look at all the ones that went before us, and God's gave them victory, praise the Lord. He said, preacher, how do you know that? Because we're still here. Amen. We're still coming together. We're still worshiping. We're still praising God. We're still giving Him glory. Amen. In these last days, a dispensation of grace. As we look out over the fields of harvest, I see them ripe, all ready to harvest. And we see God Almighty building, wanting to do something for us. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. But David said he had a mind to build. Verse number 7 said, David said unto Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house under the name of the Lord my God. He said, son, I want to so bad. Amen. I want to build him a house. I want to build God a place. I want to make him a place. I want to say what David was doing in the eyes of Solomon. Praise God. He was showing him a Godward desire. He said, I want to make him a place. Praise God. He said, he lives in my heart. He's real in my life. And I want to make him a place where we can come. You can come. Your children come. The nation can come and worship God Almighty. Amen. Said he's a real God. Amen. He said, I want to make him a place. So he begins to make preparation. Begins to get the materials together. Amen. Begins to hunt them up, praise God. Get some here and some there, and he begins to bring them together. Can you imagine the vast storehouse that David would have had of the materials to build that temple? Amen. The Bible teaches when Solomon finally built it, it was magnificent. Amen. It was layered in gold and silver. Praise God. It was precious. It was David said it'd be exceedingly magnificent. Praise God. And the countries would admire it. Amen. Not because of David, but because of the God of David. Because of the God of Israel. Praise God. They would look at it and say, is this not God's doing? Amen. And David was preparing. Praise God. Preparing for leaving. He was preparing the materials to build the house of the Lord. He said, preacher, why was he doing it? He was preparing because he had a promise. Amen. God had given him a promise, and David claimed the promises of God. God had made him a promise, praise God. He said, listen, I'm going to rise up. He said, after you, I'm going to rise up a son. You call his name Solomon. He said, I'm going to raise him up, and I'm going to give him a kingdom, and I'm going to give him rest, and I'm going to be with him, and I'll not forsake him. Boy, don't you know that done a daddy's heart good? I know, praise God, that God Almighty had done told him, and I'm going to take your little old boy, I'm going to take your son, and I'm going to raise him up, and I'm going to make him a great king. I'm going to make him a great name. He's going to build a temple of the living God. Amen. It's going to be the most magnificent thing anybody's ever seen. Amen. Can you imagine how it excited his heart? Amen. He believed the promises of God, and he used God's promise. Now watch this. He used God's promise to encourage Solomon. He used God's promise to encourage his son. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Praise his holy name. He said, he told Solomon in verse number 8, he said, but the word of the Lord came unto me saying, thou been a bloody man. Verse number 9, he said, behold, a son shall be born unto you. In verse number 10, he said, he shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for over Israel forever. Amen. God, he said, son, let me tell you what God's told me. God told me, praise God, he's gonna establish you as the king. He's gonna establish you in a kingdom. And he said, your kingdom will be a kingdom that'll last forever. Amen. He encourages his son, praise God, with the promise that he's received from God. Now the Bible teaches here that young Solomon, he's had probably very little practical experience in anything like this. Amen. You might say he was a novice. Amen. But David brought him up, and he told him to listen. Said, "I'm gonna." Hey, David says here in verse 5, David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceeding magnificent of fame and of glory according to all countries. So David said, listen, he's don't have much practical experience. Not really able to build and get the things together. He won't have enough time. But David, instead of going off and moping, instead of getting a pooch mouth and a pout mouth, amen, because God wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do. He said, praise God, if God won't let me build her, he said, praise God, I'll get my son together. I'll encourage him in the promise of God. I'll get the materials together. Praise God. I'll get her from everywhere I can, and I'll bring in it. Praise the Lord, so one day he can begin to build upon the promise of God, the same promise that God give me, it's going to give him. Same promise that God gave them. Praise God, he's got for you and I. Amen. A promise from the Lord, praise God. Amen. Preparing for leaving. David was preparing for leaving, praise God. Preparing abundantly before his death. Praise God, he began to build those materials. He began to bring them in, begin to gather materials. And the word he said, this work is for the Lord. Amen. He said, listen, Solomon, I want you to understand, hey, that you're not doing this for me. You're not doing it for your mama. You're not even doing it for the nation of Israel. You're doing it for God, the God of glory. Amen. You're doing it for God Almighty. You're doing it, maybe, that you might magnify and give God glory so that the world may see the magnificence of the hand of God, the awesomeness of a holy and righteous God. Amen. So what he was telling here, he said, the work is of the Lord's. Amen. And he said, whatever you do, do it the best you can. Remember what I read to you here, and I believe I read this morning, 1 Corinthians 10:31. He said, do all that you do for the glory of God. Amen. I wonder if we had a mindset that everything we do it for God's glory. Starting today. Because you know what? From today, from right now on, everything I do, I'm going to do that God get the glory out of it. Amen. That God can get glory out of everything that I do. I wonder why it changed our lives. I wonder how it changed the lives of those around us. Amen. It takes a little bit of preparation. It takes a little bit of believing the promise. Amen. Praise God. Because when we begin to make preparation, because of the promise, praise God, then we get to dip into the prosperity that comes along with it. Amen. Ain't you glad that there's prosperity in the Lord tonight? Amen. We can prosper. Now, I don't preach a health and wealth a message, but praise God, I believe that there's a God of heaven. If we'll honor Him and give Him glory, Amen. I believe He'll take care, praise God, to prosper us for His glory. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Praise God. We looked at, I believe it was maybe been last Sunday night that we looked at God, how God begins to bless us and help us and those six things if we do. Praise God. When we get into this thing and we begin to become children of God, how God begins to bless us and use us. Praise God. Even for His glory, that He might get the glory out of our lives. I told you, God is going to get glory. Amen. One way or another. Praise His holy name. So we see the preparation and we see the promise that was made. How David received a promise and how he shared it, encouraged Samuel with the promise of God. And how God began to prosper him. You say, preacher, how do we begin to get the prosperity from God? It's when we obey the Lord. Amen. When we start doing right. Bible says in verse 11, it says, now my son. Now I believe he's getting his attention. He wanted to focus. He says, now my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosperest thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God as he hath said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and the judgment the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. He said, pray. He said, don't worry about what's going to happen. Samuel, Solomon, he said, just get out there, praise God, and just do what God would have you to do. Seek the wisdom, praise God, of God, the understanding of the Lord of glory, and He'll help you, and He'll promise, prosper you. Amen. Praise God. Every time I've ever been prosperous, praise God, is when God Almighty's blessed me. Hey, man, I've tried to do a lot of things on my own, and they just went kaplunk. Amen. They just fell that way. Said they haven't amounted to much. But praise God, I know when God Almighty's on my side, and I'm a trusting Him, and I'm a doing it for His glory, praise God. God Almighty, He always does His part. Amen. And he was telling Solomon, he said, if you'll just do your part, I pray God. God's already made you a promise. He said, I've made the preparations. God made you a promise, and God's going to give you prosperity in it all. You remember when Israel come out of the wilderness, they was going into the promised land. And the Bible tells us that Moses had died and God had buried him. In Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 1, the Bible said, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Glory to be to God. I can say the same God was with Moses, same God with Joshua, same God with you and I tonight. Amen. He'll not leave us and He'll not forsake us. He says, be strong, verse 6, and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now watch this, verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. I praise God. So the same God that was speaking to Joshua was the same God that was speaking to David. The same God that was taking care of Solomon. Praise God. God had made him, hey, through the preparations, God had made him a promise. And praise God, God had told him about the prosperity that they could have in the Lord. He said that God will prosper you in the work. Amen. I won't say this, church. A lot of times the devil he'll get on our shoulder and he'll talk into our ear, and he said, "Hey, he'll say, well, what's the use? Nobody really cares what's the use. Why do you keep spreading the gospel? Why do you keep doing living right? Why do you keep going to church? Why do you keep doing this and doing that?" Amen. But I want to say the devil's a liar. God Almighty told all the saints of God, if we'll stay with Him, praise God, listen to Him, serve Him, love Him, praise the Lord, that He would prosper us. Amen. Amen. I believe He'll prosper us, Brother Bill, even to the saving of souls. I believe He'll bring our children, our grandchildren, praise God. I believe He'd save them by His marvelous grace, birth them into the family of God. Amen. And praise God. So we see David, he was he said he'd prosper us in our work. And David, he'd vast materials. I mean, just multitudes and multiples of materials he had got, praise God, because he believed God. Amen. If he hadn't been believed God, he wouldn't have got nothing. He said, "Solomon, someday you're going to have to get the materials together, son. You're going to have to build a great... I wonder what it would have been like." Amen. If David, his father, hadn't took an initiative, amen, to go before and begin to make preparations, hey, for the house of God. I want to say, youngins, tonight, only thing we can do is make preparations for the house of God so that those others coming along, praise God, can believe on the promise that we believe in, because God said He would prosper us for His glory. Amen. Praise God. While David was preparing, believing. Amen. A wealth is of no value, praise God, apart from the blessings of God. You can have all the wealth in the world, praise God, if you don't have the blessings of God, it won't amount to nothing. You say, "Preacher, I don't know. If I had $1 million, you'd be like that bunch out there in Hollywood. You'd be just as miserable as could be." Amen. Rich people, young rich people, amen, running off and committing suicide on drugs and alcohol. Half a time don't even know who they are. Amen. Because it's wealth without joy. It's wealth without the Lord, praise God. It's of no value without the blessings of God. Praise the Lord. But boy, I like it when God's in it, don't you? Amen. Boy, He just blesses us, praise God. Amen. He blesses and He helps us. And so we see that David began to make preparations. He began to believe the promise, and he began to look at the prosperity, the head for his family, for his kingdom, for his son, for his God. Do you realize when we're prosperous, God gets glory? Amen. We don't thank Him nowhere near enough. Amen. Do you hear me this morning, this evening? We don't thank Him near enough. We ought to be thanking God more for what He gives us. Amen. Blessed, like I said this morning, when we bow to Him, when we offer sacrifice of praise to God, when we sit down at our supper table at night, it ought to be a battleground. It ought to be a place where we offer up sacrifice of praise to God, where the love of God is. Amen. Where He meets with us. Praise the Lord. But I want to say tonight, and we can't do it by ourselves. I can't do it myself. You can't do it yourself. Praise God. It takes partners. Preparation, it takes promise, it takes the prosperity. But in order to have any of that, we've got to have partners. Got to have partners in the Lord. Got to have partners working together. No man can do the work alone. Amen. It's not. God never asked us to. He said, "All I want you to do is your part, and I'll bless you." Amen. So when we begin to prepare, we begin to make the preparations, we begin to believe the promise of God. And we begin to look for the prosperity of God. That's right. What you say, "Preacher, what are we looking for?" We're looking for souls saved. Amen. God give an increase in His church. But we see that we need partners. Amen. David said they needed partners. David, the Bible says in verse 2, it said, David commanded together the strangers that were in the land of Israel. And he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. Amen. David said, he said, "Put out the call. If there's any strangers in the land that know how to carve on rocks, amen, to make structures, praise God." He said, "Call them together, tell them we need them." Amen. I wonder how many folks that we've knocked on the door, we've called up lately. Maybe some people that was here because of this Crohn's stuff, they haven't been here in a while. And you've knocked on the door and said, hey, listen, we miss you and we need you. Amen. We need you. I need you. Hello? Can't do this alone. We need help. These folks out there that can touch people that we can't. Amen. And we can touch people that they can't. So we need people. Verse number 15, Bible says, moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. Amen. He said, hey, we need some partners in there. Everybody has a different talent. Amen. Some people can do some things and some people can't do certain things. I told somebody the other day, I'm a jack of all trades and master of none. Amen? But we can't be afraid to tackle it, ask God to help us and just jump in and do it for God's glory. It takes every one of us working together. He said, they are workers of the gold and the silver and the brass and the iron. There is no number. Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with you. Amen? He said, hey, listen, while we've made preparations, we're trusting the promise, we're looking for prosperity, but we need the partners to come together to work for God, to do the things, praise God, we can't do by ourselves. Amen? We need to be encouraging others to get in. Praise His holy name. Verse 17, it says, David also commanded all the princes of Israel. Now, if you notice this, he went all the way from the least to the greatest, from the worst subservient in the kingdom to the princes of the kingdom. And he commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon, his son, saying, is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? In other words, what David said, he said, listen, fellas, ain't God been good to you? Amen. Don't you want it to see it continue? Don't you want to pass down this heritage? He said, for he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now watch verse 19. He said, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God in the house, that it is to be built to the name of the Lord. Amen. David said, listen, said, we need some help. We need some workers. We need some partners to come together in this thing. And we need to do it for God's glory. Amen. That God might get glory out of all that we do. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? He said, it needs some leaders and some stonemasons and some carpenters and some timber cutters. And we need to come in to work together, praise God, for God's glory. Because each worker is important. Amen? Each worker is important. He said, everybody's got a place, praise God. He said, just find you a place and get in here. And praise God. What David said he was preparing for leaving. David prepared abundantly before his death. Now, I want you to notice this. David wasn't preparing to die. David wasn't preparing, Brother Bill, for his death. He was preparing before his leaving. Amen. He was making preparation, preparing for leaving before his death. He was preparing to leave something behind. You say, what was he preparing? David was preparing to leave behind a heritage, preparing to leave behind a legacy. Amen. He said, it can't be just a little legacy. He said, it can't be nothing small. But he told the people, he told Solomon, he told the leaders of Israel, the princes of Israel, he said, hey, listen, we need to come together, one mind and one accord, and we need to begin to build for God's glory. Amen. David said, listen, he said, I'm preparing. I'm preparing something. He said, I'm not preparing to die. He said, praise God, I'm preparing to make a place and a legacy and a heritage for the nation of Israel. Amen. Because of God, he said, I've made the preparations. He said, I believe the promise. He said, I'm looking for prosperity. Amen. He said, but I need some partners. And he asked a question. He called them all together and he said, are you with me? Are you with me? Are you willing to help? Are you willing to get in and see God's glory? One more time. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what happened? The Paul Harvey story, version, the rest of the story. The people fell in with him just like he did Nehemiah, and they had a mind to build, praise God. They had a mind to do something for the glory of God. And they began to build that great temple, that magnificent temple of King Solomon that they reared up, praise God, the temple that he would offer up. And he said, listen, he said, Solomon, he said, you can't do this by yourself. You can't even do it with the people. He said, but you're going to have the wisdom and understanding of God. I think that's what an amazing thing when Solomon prays. He said, Lord, he said, I would that you just give me wisdom to lead your people well. Amen. He didn't ask for wisdom to get great gains or to have great things. He said, Lord, I just want to have wisdom to lead your people well, to keep pointing them toward God and godliness. Amen. That you might receive the glory. Amen. Preparing for leaving. I wonder tonight, what are we preparing? What have we prepared? What have you prepared? What have you got in store? What do we have that we might have to leave for those that's coming along behind us? Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we need to be preparing for leaving. We need to give some preparation. We need to leave behind some materials. We need to leave behind a promise. We need to leave a testimony of prosperity to tell how good God's been to us. Amen. You know, every one of us has been through things in this life, and we'll go through probably a whole lot more before we get out of here. If the Lord tarries, He's coming. But praise God, I'm glad that God's prospered. He gives everything that we have, I give God the glory for. Amen. He's prospered every one of us. Amen. Amen. And I'm glad that in this journey, praise God, Brother Bill, I've had some partners come alongside us. Amen. Ain't you glad we've had some partners come alongside us? We've had individuals come alongside us and help us along the way for God's glory. Amen. That come alongside, say, listen, brother, sister, you're not in this alone. As I said a while ago, I got you back. Amen. I'm here with you. I'm here to help you. Praise God. And God does the rest. Amen. He begins to magnify Himself. We begin to make Him big, and He just gets bigger. He begins to bless our hearts, and He begins to give us that we need. He begins to bring us along, praise God, as we just lift Him up and praise Him. Lifting up holy hands and say, to God be the glory for all He does. We was talking about that in Sunday school this morning, talking about how they praise God with lifting up hands. The Jews still does. They praise God with their palms up. Amen, because they're magnifying God, and they're looking for His blessings, looking for His love, looking for His tender compassion and His mercy. Amen. That God might fill them. All in all. Why? Because, praise God, they're preparing for leaving. They're preparing for a place that's prepared for those prepared for that place. And it's a place called heaven. One day in a little while, praise God. But I wonder how many we're going to be able to take with us. It ought to be our heart's desire today, praise God, to begin to make some preparations so that they'll go and there'll be none left behind. Something they can build upon, praise God. They'll have some. The Bible says if we raise up a child, away, he should go. He's old, he'll not depart from it. Amen. We ought to be giving out some information. We ought to be giving out some love and encouragement to these young people so they'll have a foundation to build upon. They'll have something to come back to when this old world is trying to deceive them. I want to say, listen, we need to be careful. We need to be careful. We're sending our young'uns off to these prep colleges and places, these four-year colleges of degree and stuff, and they're coming back brain dead. They teach them not to think for themselves, to think, you know, outside the box. And, yeah, that box is there what they want you to do. Amen. Thank you outside this book. Thank you outside of God. Leave your God at home. We don't need that here at this university. And I tell you what, we're destroying our children. And they come out not wanting to think for ourselves. Most of these big colleges are sponsored by China. We need to be careful. We need to get our children back to God. Amen. People all over the place now saying we need to get our children to a place where they can get them, where they can learn them a trade. Amen. And go learn a trade. Go to a two-year trade school. Come out and have a job. It'll make you money. Make you a decent living. Amen. Not indoctrinating them in the things of this world, but indoctrinating them. Pray God in the church of the living God. Amen. Don't have to send them to 200 or 300 miles down the road. You can send them to a local place. Praise God, where they can get some information, where they can get a career. Amen. Prepare for their lives and do something for the glory of God. That's the most important part. Amen. It's the most important part is they do something for God's glory. Amen. Because we need all the partners we can get in this. Amen. We can prepare and we can believe the promise, and we can look for the prosperity. But praise God, if we don't have people there with us to help us along the way, I can do a little bit, you can do a little bit, but we can't do as much as what we do together. Amen? Praise God. That's what David was to tell him. He said, listen, son. He said, this is what God's promised. And he said, I've got everything together. He said, just rise up and build. And church, I want to say, it's time to just rise up and build. We're running out of time. Amen. We're running out of time. We've already lost some generations. Amen. We've got children that just, they come through the church and they disappear and you don't see them for months and months and maybe even years. Amen. We just pray that they got enough when they was here that they'll come back. But it oughtn't to be that way. It oughtn't to be that way. They ought to come in here and they ought to get full of God. And I believe they would if we was full. If we was full running over, praise God, I believe they'd see something in us and say, you know what, I want to have what they've got when I get to be their age. Amen. Why? And you say, how do you get that? Through preparation. Because you believe a promise. Amen. Because you're looking for God to just take you and bless you and give you that you need. Amen. That's what we're looking for today. We need help from the Lord. He's the only one that can. Amen.